You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the first day of October. Wish we were gearing up for a long October of Rockies postseason baseball, but unfortunately, the final weekend of the regular season is here. We will be saying goodbye to our beloved Colorado Rockies after Sunday. But hey, we will be breaking things down all offseason long right here on Locked On Rockies. And we thank you for making Locked On Rockies your first listen. Today's episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room, where you can follow us. And if you follow us on Twitter, that way you can stay notified when we go live on Locked On, the Spotify Green Room for Locked On Rockies. Good chance we go live tomorrow to kind of give some more closing thoughts to the season and do another dog walk and Rockies talk like we do over there on, like we like to do on Spotify Green Room. On today's episode, we are going to take a look at what's ahead for the Rockies here this weekend against the Diamondbacks, but I kind of got to get a little sentimental here as well, reflect on this year of baseball, and I got a little bit I would like to say about attendance numbers and something about attendance in the Rockies. While I love it, irked me this season, and it all comes back to things that I think all people have noticed. But let's start with the sentimental stuff. I wanted to take this time to thank each and every one of you for taking the time out to listen to the Locked On Rockies podcast. Ever since I took over here, I took over right when the Rockies were meeting Nolan for the first time in St. Louis at the beginning of the season, and we are nearly 100 episodes later, breaking down the Rockies every day here on Locked On Rockies. And I do a lot of podcasting. This is kind of stuff that I do. I don't always promote it on here. Maybe I should. If you're interested, I do host a podcast about musicians and bands, about their music, smaller bands, and try to get them some promotion, called Groovy Soup. I've done over 100 episodes of that. I work in radio. I've been helping out. Baseball's played a major role in my life. I've actually been helping out on the radio broadcasts for the Mariners, and I'm gearing up for a pretty big weekend here of helping out with that, which is very exciting. I wish I was doing the same for the Rockies, but baseball's played a major role in my life. I always follow the Rockies. I always watch baseball. I've always been a baseball fan and followed it, but never more so than this year. And when I look at the numbers of people downloading and listening to the show, it's honestly, I can't believe it. I'm so ecstatic. I know we're only going to get bigger and better. The good news is that this is only phase one. There's a lot of stuff I want to grow about the podcast. There's a lot of stuff that I want to do with the podcast. I want to work more with our great co-part or our Tegna, the people we work with there, and the great folks at Nine News. I want to work with more. I want to do more video stuff, which is hopefully coming at some point. We are in the process of getting a lot of shows on YouTube, and I have at least applied and I think got the ball moving on getting Locked On Rockies on YouTube. So a little bit more of a video element, which will be coming. We're going to be doing a bunch of stuff, I think, throughout the off season that might be a little more fun. Always going to have a Rocky spin to it, but it's going to be a long off season. But we're going to have some fun kind of diving into to some other stuff, or just baseball related things that are related to the Rockies, or just fun stuff, just to, you know, kind of grow a community, have some fun in the off season, and maybe answer some questions and have a little bit better of an off season than we did last year, even though the Rockies are facing yet another big name departure, potentially multiple big name departures in the off season. However, this season honestly started as one I was really not excited for. As I knew I would still be following, I knew I would still watch the Rockies. I knew I would still be trying to watch as many games as possible, just because it's Rockies baseball is kind of a fundamental pillar of what I like to do, how I like to spend my time, the stuff I like to watch. It's been a part of my summers for literally my entire life. And it's something that, while being away from home for so long and not living in Colorado for so long, it's something that helps me stay connected and stay, you know, ingrained in at least one thing that's going on back home in a city that rapidly changes as much as Denver is and has since I left for college, starting to be a little bit ago. So I really just wanted to say thank you so much for making me a part of your Rocky season, for following along, for following the Rockies, for pushing through and tuning in and enjoying the baseball, even though it's been tough. And I think you are right. Like I said, I am an advocate for the frustrated fan. I am someone who will sit here and I feel for you. I feel for you if you boycotted the team this year. If maybe you listen to this podcast just on the off chance, just to stay somewhat connected and have something on the team and you don't really watch. I feel for the fans out there that have been let down by this front office and feel let down again. And I think that's, you're all completely valid. And I think it's all criticism that is fair and can be directed towards the people that run the team in constructive ways, and they can be challenged, and the Rockies in the status quo that they have established can be challenged, but we've got to do it in healthy ways. We've got to be able to make sure we can have good conversations about it. Got to be able to have good constructive debates on the internet while also seeing the other side, but still challenging people to not just kind of fall into some just kind of fandom traps. I think it's okay to be upset with the Rockies and think that there needs to be change, but it's not okay to go after people. I'm not really calling anybody out. I'm not saying anything. I most literally is Rockies baseball on the internet. It's a very civil place. I'm just saying there is a genuine, understandable dissatisfaction amongst a large group of the Rockies fan base that want more and want more from this team and don't want to see star players leave every offseason. And I think those need to be understood, just as you need to respect the people that love going to Coors Field, that it's a part of what they do. The Rockies are what they do. They might harp on them, but it's at the same time, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. You wouldn't follow the Rockies or really be going to Coors Field that much if you didn't actually love the Rockies and love baseball. And that's what it's all about. And that's why baseball in Colorado is a good thing. That's why being fans of the Rockies is a good thing. And one day it will be better and the Rockies will be competitive and we're going to be talking about it. And it's just meant so much to me to be able to become part of this community, part of such a an active community on the internet, and for so many of you to take the time to listen to the show, to listen to my analysis. I'm still learning how to be a good analyst of this team. I still have so much to learn and so much I want to grow with, and I'm very excited that so many people seem to be on the journey with me, and I hope that continues in the off season. Obviously, I totally understand if you're not listening to the Rockies podcast all off season long. It's going to be a pretty interesting one, though, for Rockies fans and for the club. But again, thank you so much. I mean, as we I know this might sound like we're going somewhere. We're not going anywhere. We're still every day through October. We'll be talking about the playoffs, all this stuff. But, you know, as we go into the weekend and as the season actually wraps up, and it's a time of looking back for everyone in terms of their connection to baseball. This one was a really important baseball season to me in terms of how involved I was with it professionally, how much I followed the team and made the Rockies even a bigger part of my life. And by making this podcast and the community that is around this podcast, all of you that download, listen, interact on Twitter, talk to me on Green Room, all that good stuff. I just wanted to take the time and thank you for that, because I have felt that I felt a very positive feeling about joining the podcast when I first did it, and it's been nothing short of a great, awesome experience for me to be a part of. And so I thank the Locked On Network for taking the chance on me and for handing me the reins of the show. I hope you all are enjoying it so far, and like I said, this is just Locked On Rockies 1.0, where we're gonna hopefully get bigger and better and do some cool things in the off season and go into next year being as solid as we can with maybe a new look Rockies and all this good stuff. Who knows what can be next? But again, thank you all so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to me. Thank you so much for making Locked On Rockies your first listen or any listen of the day. I really, really appreciate it. And I also appreciate the great people that make it so. I can do things like this. Classic little radio transition. Everyone knows this good stuff. Got to tell you about our great sponsors, Built Bar, and they got so many delicious flavors. There is something for everyone. The coconut, the cherry barcia, the raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. My favorite flavor is anything doing with the chocolate. I love chocolate. I also love that cookies and cream. Very, very tasty. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get the mixed box where you'll get two of each of the nine flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, they're great. Here's the good news for people that love to snack like myself. They're healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein. Calories ranging from 130 to 180. Only 4 to 5 grams of sugar. That's the big one for me. And only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors. All tasty. All healthy. Order today. Get that cherry barcia, that double chocolate, mint brownie, that cookies and cream, whatever you like. Like I said, if you can't pick, there's always that mixed box. And we got a great deal for you. Go to built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. And you'll get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your order at builtbar.com. Or built, I should say, built.com. Folks, I want to talk attendance numbers, and the Rockies seem to have had a great year in terms of attendance this year. According to ESPN, the Rockies rank 7th in attendance this year, beating both the Yankees and the Red Sox, the Mets, the White Sox, the Phillies, all these big market names, the Cubs as well. Granted, I'm grain of salt pandemic stuff too, because I'm pretty sure those big places had some different pandemic rules before Colorado allowed. But here's what I'm just going to say. This isn't a comment about on the boycotts or anything. This is just another example of Colorado gets the benefit of high attendance numbers, and that should be reflected by the actions and the performance of the team and the actions and the direction of the front office. What irked me so much this season, and I think this isn't going to be a problem that's going to be fixed anytime soon, and it's not even necessarily a problem because people are going to the games as they should, and especially if they're not, you know, if they live in Colorado or visiting or whatever for other teams. That shouldn't be the way I phrase it, but I'm just not going to lie. Makes my skin crawl, makes my blood boil, makes me want to pull out my hair when you hear, let's go Dodgers, let's go Giants, let's go, I'm pretty sure Nationals even got a chance going on this last couple of games. Just, I just get all fired up and I don't even know where I want to take it because I have two places I want to go. Winning baseball will bring out more of the passionate fandom that we've seen. There are passionate Rockies fans. There are people that want to go and be loud at Coors Field. But when there isn't a big thing to cheer about, when the Rockies underperform against these big-name teams that are going to draw in these high numbers, of course they're going to get drowned out. But there's just nothing that – oh, man, it just – I just wonder what impact that has to the mentality of the players on the field, and especially what that means for – the front office. Do they really mind that let's go Dodgers and let's go Giants chants were much louder, much more rampant, and there was much more blue and orange, not the good blue and orange in the stands this year than there was purple? I don't necessarily know if that's a big deal. When you're just looking at it from the business side, it doesn't matter. A ticket sold is a ticket sold, and that's fine by a lot of folk. But you have to wonder. It's got to be a little bit especially when you're showing off maybe to some of your business friends or something like that, or I don't know, people that want to get involved in the team. What do they think when they visit and they talk on the, you know, business side about the Rockies or whatever, and then they're at a Dodgers or a Giants game and they're sitting in the suite and that's what they hear. I don't know. It's got to be annoying for the Rockies players. Very annoying. Has to be. That would drive me nuts. I would have tried to say I probably would have I don't know how you would have said, but I would have probably said something in a press conference during the year. But also, I think they're taking a realistic look at, you got to kind of look at the situation. You got to look at the thing. It's like, oh, well, if they're not coming to watch, you know, they're not coming to cheer for us, we're also, you know, way out of the picture. Here's two teams that were very much in the picture and played really great baseball in front of the Rockies fans and these fans. And then, of course, you just have to look at the fact that there's a lot of people that are from other places that live in Colorado. And again, what am I going to do? Are you going to poo-poo people going? What am I going to sit here and say it's a bad thing that fans from out of state come in and watch their teams? I mean, who am I to say? It's just one of those things. It's just something I thought of. And it's just one of those things that was something to me that stood out about the Rockies this year, that maybe it was something small. Maybe it's something that not a lot of people noticed. But for me, it's something that stood out a lot as the perception of the team, the view of the team. What does that look like? What is that? I mean, that has to make an impact. That has to be awfully annoying to think you're, I mean, yeah, yes, you know your ballpark dimensions, but when it's, you know, you're up to bat in the bottom half of an inning trying to maybe lead a rally or something at home, and you're the cheering is not for you, it's for the pitcher, or, you know, it is the crowd just erupting when the opposition does something good, just irk me. And it's just for me, if you have that high of attendance, no matter who you are, you need to be investing more. That means the Rockies cannot say that they can't invest more. I mean, same with Texas. Like, I mean, these, I know that they're smaller markets, but if you get this many people coming to your games, that's a solid revenue stream. And then you have to be able to capitalize the fact that the Rockies have been a top 10 team in attendance for so long. 2019, 2018. I think we talked about this once before. 2017. They finally fall out of the top 10 in 2016, but they're at number 11. 2015, 14th. Now it's dipping a little bit, but still, more and more folk are going to. It's not even that bad. They're still around the top 10. That's what I'm saying. That's an example of something with that I hope is changed next year. I hope that annoyed the front office. I hope that I hope it annoyed them to make enough of it. So instead of it just being so lopsided that Rockies fans have a more reason to be loud and cheering and going after the Giants and the Dodgers. Because realistically, especially in those Giants series, Rockies fans didn't have a lot to cheer about when it came to playing the Giants at Coors Field. So no wonder that the Giants fans got to be loud and boisterous. But that's just one of those things. Those high attendance numbers, I want them to be more Rockies fans, realistically. On the flip side, I'm glad a lot of people still like going to chat, at least, you know, go and support your team. Coors Field is great. That's not the way Coors Field and the attendance boycott, I don't think, is necessarily. I like I said, if you feel that's the right way to do and you don't want to spend your money on it, I completely agree with, you know, I agree with your stance. I think, you know, stick up for what you think is the right way. And then, you know, that is your support. Why not, you know, in the grand scheme of things, like you see these boycott things, maybe that's not always going to be the most effective way, or calling for that in the offseason is going to be the most effective way to get change for the Rockies. But you know what? If that's your thing, honestly, good on you. Because that's fine too. Can't fault you for feeling that way, and I can't fault people for wanting to go out and check a ball game. It is baseball after all. But we take it serious. We take it serious around here, and we talk serious about it. That's what we do. That's why we podcast about it. Let's take a look at the final matchup of the season for the Rockies before we get into the weekend. But before we get into that, let me tell you about more of our great sponsors. And Bet Online is back and better than ever. With eyes on the gridiron, with teams back for another football season, Bet Online is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, Bet Online continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% bonus. Your welcome bonus, that is, on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. From baseball, football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season, especially using that promo code LOCKEDON. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online, where the game starts. Also, got to tell you, Rockies fans, about Get Upside, the incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about. We're allowing listeners making up to 25 cents every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code BASEBALL and get a full bonus of 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back for using Get Upside. Just download the app for free and use promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card or Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code BASEBALL to get 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. That's BASEBALL for 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank using the Get Upside app. Final series of the year. The Rockies head to Arizona, and they take on the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks probably can't wait for this weekend to be over, as they are 50 and 109. Rockies 73 and 85. John Gray on the bump tonight for going up against Humberto Castellanos. John Gray 8-12 on the year, and I'm looking for another good John Gray performance. I'm hoping that John can get the strikeout working tonight. That's what I'd like to see from him. Just looking for a nice 5-6 innings from John Gray. Get him a little win here as well, as he hasn't been able to go deeper than fourth inning in his last two starts. 4 2/3 there in his last start against San Francisco. So looking for John to get to that fifth inning. Looking for him maybe even to that sixth inning if he can. Don't know necessarily if Buddy Black's plans to get some of these more of these relief arms in here and just have their starters go five and get some more arms in there just to get them some innings pitched. But it would be nice for John to have a nice little bounce back good game for him going into the season, and feeling good for him in the offseason. It potentially is the final time that John Gray is on the bump for the Rockies. I haven't gone too deep into that one just because I just don't think it's going to happen. I think he will be back with the team. But again, there is a chance that this could be John Gray's final appearance for the Rockies here tonight. So again, a tip of the cap to John if it is indeed the case. I didn't spend as much time talking about him as Trevor Story because, like I said, I different situation with John Gray. But John Gray has been a great arm for the Rockies and would be a great arm anywhere. Hope he is pitching in purple next year. Rockies looking to get to the most road wins they could this year would be a sweep and getting them up to 28-52. Looking to make the road continue to be a little bit nicer of a place here towards the down the stretch here of the season. Looking ahead, let's go back here. Let's see if we got some probables for the Rockies. Sensatella on the bump for the Rockies on Saturday. No starter for the Rockies announced for Sunday's final yet. But, folks, that is going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Rockies. Like I said, thank you all so much for listening all season long. It has been an absolute pleasure. It's been an honor being able to talk Rockies baseball and to bring you Rockies content throughout the season. We will be doing it all off-season long as well right here on Locked On Rockies, so don't miss out on that. Follow us on Twitter at LO Rockies. You can follow me at Paul Holden 33. Thanks for making us your first listen of the day as well, but You know what your second listen should be is Locked On Bets, because betting on the Rockies doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts. I also implore you to go check out Locked On Broncos, Avalanche, and Nuggets. Those are all great podcasts breaking down everything Colorado sports and Broncos. Have a nice little upset this weekend against the Ravens. But until next time, folks, and until the next season, this is Paul. Well, I shouldn't say it like that, but we will see the Rockies again in the spring. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the final weekend of Rockies baseball. And until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.